Did you like the movie? Yeah, me too. It was pretty good. I'm glad that you invited me over. You seemed like you needed someone to cheer you up. I know. And like, fuck her. She said, fuck her. You deserve better than her. I know this breakup is hard, but you can handle it, big brother. It's good that we get to spend time together. More again, at least. I do have to admit, I got kind of jealous of her a lot. You know, just because she got to spend so much time with you. She, like, stole all of my time and attention. And you know I love your attention. Yeah, I'm single right now. I broke up with my last boyfriend a couple weeks ago. No, he was fine. Everything was fine. I just really enjoyed the way he looked, but not much else about him. Yeah, like, he was kind of boring, and, yeah. The one before was kind of an asshole, but he was also very attractive. It's kind of funny. God, I can't believe I'm actually gonna say this out loud, but most of my exes have looked like you. You see it, right? I know that you remember at least some of them. I don't know why. Should I be embarrassed? I don't think I'm embarrassed. I don't know. I don't think it's weird. I mean, girls often have a preference for guys that, like, look like people that they grew up with, like, or, like, saw modeled as, like, good partners. Like, I guess it more pertains to, like, dads, but if you see your mom with someone who loves you, and, like, takes care of them, and, like, you see what, like, a husband looks like, then, like, yeah, you're gonna very possibly grow up and think, that's, like, the type of man that I would go after, like, not even consciously, just, like, unconsciously, or whatever, you know? Anyway. My point is, I don't think it's weird. You were always super loving and sweet and kind to me, and partner's also supposed to be, like, your best friend. And you're my best friend, even if you don't consider me your best friend. When we were growing up there for a very long time. Even now, I'd say, yeah. You're a pretty good friend. Stop, I'm not being sappy. I'm just trying to explain. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to talk about something other than what's making you sad. So, I thought it was a compliment, but that's okay. If you don't think I was your best friend or think that I look like someone you would date, that's fine. You don't have to say that. Shut up. You don't have to say that. You are just saying it because I said it about you. I don't believe you. Really? That's kind of sweet. I mean, yeah. If you weren't my brother, I think, honestly, I think you'd be the perfect guy. You're handsome and charming and funny, sweet and loving. I don't know. Attractive. Yeah, I said it. Attractive. I mean, I don't know why I'm being so candid about this, okay? But like, you turn me on, let's just say that, sometimes. Or in my mind, at least. No, I just mean like you're hot and everything else about you is like so good too. You're smart. It's too bad, though. You do? Agree? You really don't have to just say that if you don't mean it. Like, this can just be awkward if it's awkward. I mean, yeah. Now that hag is out of the way, you're like halfway there. You're single. I'm single. You're just also my brother. No, it sucks. It sucks. I've been attracted to you for a long time. A very long time. Let's just say that. Why are you looking at me like that? You really think so? I mean, what's the harm in just a kiss, I guess? This situation really does suck. Stop. It's not fair. We can't do anything more than that, and it doesn't feel fair to work ourselves up only to have to try and say no. Like, say we did. Like, I'm not on the pill or anything, so that would be really risky and stupid. Not that I don't want a baby really bad. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, I know I'm your younger sister, but I'm, like, 23. I'm old enough to have a child. I'm plenty old enough to have a child. Yes, I've thought about this. Of course I have. Like, I've been dating pretty consistently, looking for the right guy. It's something that I've wanted. I just haven't found the right guy. A guy that I would want to get me pregnant. I mean, it's a fucked up thought. But you literally would be the perfect fucking guy. It's such a cruel world. You really want to do this? You really want to fuck your little sister? Even if it means you could get me pregnant? Me into your lap right now. Yeah, take off my shirt. And yours too. I can feel you hard underneath me. Yeah. I do want it. do want to feel it. Yes. Yes, pull my hips into you like that. I need there to be less clothes between us. Can we do that? Yeah. One layer of fabric is a little bit more acceptable. I'm not gonna put up with it for long. But before we go there, oh, your fingers are so big, holy fuck. I want you inside me too, but I really want to. Against my lips. My tongue stroking the underside. I'm gonna put it in my mouth now, okay? I cannot believe your cock is in my mouth. Yeah, I'm gonna take you deeper. You want to put it inside me? Yeah. Oh, stop teasing me. Please. Please put me down on your cock. Yes, fuck yes. Oh. Yeah. You like fucking your little sister? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. My back. Oh. Yeah. Oh, this angle. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck, you're so deep. Just like why didn't we do this sooner? Why didn't we do this sooner? Fuck. Fuck. But you never imagined you'd be inside me. Huh? Never imagined you'd be inside your baby sister's tight little pussy. Oh, and trust me. I wanted my big brother's sick fucking cock for a long time. But no way in hell did I ever think I'd get it. Fuck. I just want you to keep fucking me forever. Keep pumping me full. Until I have your baby.
Fuck. inside of me, it leaks out the sides. Fuck. Oh, I want you to come so fucking deep inside of me. It fucking comes out my nose. I'm sorry. I can't stop coming on your cock. Oh. It all just feels too good inside me. Oh. What have we done? No one has to know. Now I get what I wanted. My baby. My big brother inside me. Yeah, I do want to do this again. Yeah. God, I don't think I ever want to stop doing this ever again. Thank you.